you about John is to understand what my attitude is on the first man and his various bones and so forth, because it's my choice. Second, my attitude toward the International Monetary Fund. Of course, that's they're coming up to me on this subject.
I'm sure it's a big
one. And I just got Harry and Swerin's in New York yesterday. That's why he couldn't join us last night. But he is. And I reminded him, I told him to remind him that you were talking to him. Then I said I wanted to be sure that you understood that when I on that Allende, on that Chilean thing, that I had not, that I was your position. I said, Treasury, Senate, everybody else. We had a string bag here. Congress has an office for a variety of reasons, but we're fine. My feelings about it are very strong. I realize, let's start with this proposition, that everything we do with the Chilean government will be watched by other governments and revolutionary groups in Latin America as a signal as to what they can do and get away with. Therefore, I tend to be against doing anything for them. The second thing is that I feel that, as you do, that it's the American people at the appropriate time to vote and market that I have a strong position against one of these people. I mean, probably there is a lot of us for us to do that. Their problem, the thing that confuses them from time to time, is always have this thrown up to us, particularly the argument that is made by the state people. It would be convincing, except that they always make it. That is, well, you're going to help them more than you hurt them by turning them down. The point being that you make martyrs of them, and everybody's watching this to see whether we're being fair and all that sort of thing. I told Henry this morning that I was a little tired of hearing